You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
A couple of weeks ago, National Party housing spokesperson Chris Bishop indicated at an Auckland meeting that the party is open to making changes to housing zoning laws. To get a clearer picture of National's current stance on what policies are needed to alleviate the housing crisis, with a particular focus on Auckland and the discourse around special character areas and intensification, I spoke to National MP Dr. Shane Retty. I first asked what major ongoing issues with the housing market could be alleviated by policy and how high a priority it is right now.
So a range of commentators have commented as to how we find ourselves in this position, both before COVID, with poor housing supply, things like the urban metropolitan limit, the policy decision by Auckland Council. And then over COVID, of course, we've had people being unable to travel, in fact, quite the opposite. They've come home. And that travel budget that was being spent offshore was spent on renovations and various things at home. And of course, here we are now after COVID with logistics chain issues, jib board, et cetera. What's continued across all of those timeframes, both before COVID, during COVID, and after COVID, are issues like RMA consenting and the cost of compliance to build homes, which has escalated over the years and is now a significant hurdle. And so you've asked what are the policy things that could make a difference here now. That would be one of them, the RMA hurdles around getting housing consents. I think there are other things, other policy decisions that this government has made that has exacerbated the housing and the rental crisis, including removing the interest deductibility for private rentals. Kind of interesting that the big business has had them placed back on in this past week or two, but mum and pa sort of investor or rental landlords aren't going to get that privilege. That needs a little bit of thinking, depending on what the principle is they're working on here. And the bright line test, which has been pushed out to 10 years. So there are a number of policy things, policy levers that the government right now has and that they're choosing not to pull them.
In regards to this point on development of more housing and the shortage of supply, what sorts of policies, you mentioned a couple, what sorts of policies might allow for more development specifically in the areas that need higher density housing?
So you've seen the collaboration between ourselves and the government around intensification in Auckland initially. And where that sits is that the council is due to release its final plans somewhere this month. And that's a reflection of the housing shortage that we have that both parties agree exists. And one of the mechanisms is to allow intensification where previously it hasn't been allowed. Now, the challenge here is to achieve the increased housing goal without substantively changing the character of some of the areas where intensification might apply. And so there are exemption opportunities for suburbs of character that where this can be looked at. So I think that's a good example, the bipartisan collaboration around intensification. And it's needed some fine-tuning from when it first started. It's been fine-tuned as communities have expressed more their views. And indeed, it's been out for community consultation with Auckland Council. But that's a good example of a policy that is looking to make a difference.
Is the National Party still happy with where this policy is at? And if there's fine-tuning that needs to be done, what might this look like?
So the policy is now out of central government hands. It's in Auckland Council's hands. They've been out to consultation with their constituents and with the ratepayers of Auckland. And that consultation summary will come back into public domain, my understanding is, this month, in the month of August. So it's now out with communities to consult and look at how the policy can be made better.
There have been some calls by prospective candidates for mayor and for the council in Auckland. There have been some calls for this legislation to not only be altered but be repealed on this basis of protecting character areas. Do you believe that there's any path forward for those who don't believe that this was a, you know, fair legislation and don't believe that it can easily be fixed? Is there any path towards like changing this on a more substantial level?
So the pathway forward is to put in advice and submit to the consultation process. And certainly that was taken on board as the policy was being formed, that acute awareness that there are some parts that must retain their character. And yet the balance is also that understanding that everybody has, that we need to do a better job with housing.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.